Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today is Merwan Hadeh. Hi, Merwan.
Hey, Robert. How's
welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Merwan was on the show a couple months ago or so to show us some Azure tooling, and you're back to show us even more.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be back.
It's great to have you. So you're going to show us today tooling in Visual Studio 2013 to help us with Azure Mobile Services projects, correct?
That's right.
That's cool.
Great. So the idea behind Azure Mobile Services is that you have one common backend for all your mobile devices, be it Windows Phone, Windows Store, iOS, or Android. But having like a cloud-based backend isn't all that useful until you do something with that data. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is you can send push notifications. So what we've done in Visual Studio 2013 is we've built the tools to make it really easy for you to take your existing app and add push notifications to it.
Ah, cool.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to use a sample app that I've made. It's called Taskmaster. Very simple. You can view a set of to-do tasks, assign them, create new ones, assign them
to
people.
We need new samples for
mobile services.
All we ever do is to-do.
Yeah. We should come up with a few
Do something different. Just saying.
Yeah. All right. So let's go in. So like I said, very simple app. I can add new ones. So right now, it's not hooked up to do anything. But I'm going to show you how, using our tools, you can, first of all, associate your client project with an Azure mobile service, and then how, eventually, you can do script editing for your mobile services, and then finally send push notifications.
Okay.
Okay. So first step, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a reference to a mobile service. So I can use this new dialog that we've shipped called the Services Manager. So just right-click, Add Connected Service. Now, the idea behind the Services Manager, think of it like the enhanced references manager. Not only can you add references to DLLs and your other files to your client project, but you can also connect to a particular service. And then we'll add some proxy code for you.
So this assumes you're signed in with your Microsoft account.
Right.
And then it uses your Microsoft account.
Well, so this assumes that you've imported your Azure credentials.
Show me that.
Sure. You can just import subscriptions. You go download subscription file, which takes you to the Windows Azure portal.
Okay, so you could then sign in here with a different Microsoft account than the one you logged in Visual Studio with. Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you had multiple ones.
Right, and I can just put this on the desktop somewhere. And then in VS, I just go ahead and import it. Just going to refresh, and basically it's going to show all the mobile services.
And it also shows them in the Server Explorer, I just noticed.
That's right.
Very cool.
That's right.
Very cool.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do is, from within the Services Manager dialog, I can create a new service. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to create a new, brand new mobile service. So I'm going to specify a new my subscription. Let's call it Taskmaster Demo. I'm going to choose our favorite region, West US. And I'm going to choose an existing database.
Now you can go to the Azure portal to do this, but now you can do this right inside the tool. That's awesome.
Right. Our mission with a lot of these tools was you don't have to go back and forth between Visual Studio and the portal. Everything is within Visual Studio itself. So I'm going to choose an existing database. I can also create a new database right from within this experience. We're in.
It should take
a few seconds, but
it should take no longer than if you're doing it from the portal.
Right.
Presumably.
Right.
Okay.
Great. So if we go back to the Services Manager, we see that this new service was created, Taskmaster Demo. Now, when I hit OK, two things happen here. One, a reference was added to the Mobile Services Managed Client SDK. And if I switch over to the app.xaml.cs, this Taskmaster Demo Client object was created for me.
Okay.
Now this object, I just want to point out, came initialized with not only my app URL, but also my app secret, two things that I need for my client app to communicate with mobile services.
Right.
Right? So now that I've created my mobile service, what I want to do is I want to create a table so that I can start storing data in it. So I can do that from VS as well. So I just head on over to the Server Explorer. I see my new service, Taskmaster Demo, and I can just create a table. I'm going to create a table called Task.
This is nice. This makes it so much easier doing all these things inside Visual Studio.
Absolutely, yeah. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you
how you can... Presumably you can browse the data that's in there as well?
For browsing the data, you'd have to go to the portal.
Ah, okay.
But I'll show you, we've made a cool little shortcut that you can use to go to the portal. I'll get to that in a second. So I'm going to show you how you can flesh out some of the details and how you can store information and how you can get information. So I'm going to head over to one of my files, newTaskXAML.cs, and I'm just going to flesh out the insert task method. So let me import my reference. Okay, so in this method, all I'm doing is I'm basically getting a reference to my task table, creating a new task object, and I'm just inserting it in.
Right.
Let me head on over to my other XAML file and implement a get task. So the idea behind the get task is you're just going to your task table and you're retrieving all the objects that are in it as a list. So I'm just going to stick it in there. Also, viewers at home, you should probably implement your error handling behavior,
yes,
and not leave a nice comment. But in any case, all you're doing is getting a reference to your table and then retrieving the objects.
Okay.
So if we hit F5, you should be able to create a new object. All right. So I'm going to create a new to-do item. Let's say thank all the folks in VS for their hard work. Especially the people that ship mobile services. And this is due today, and I'm going to assign it to myself.
And that would be one of the new date pickers that's in
right.
Windows 8.1 for XAML developers, wouldn't it be?
Yep. And if I go back to my main page, I should have that task show up.
Cool. Yep.
So if I want to view this task and see if it was actually stored in my mobile service, I can quickly go to the portal from the Server Explorer. So all I do is select my service, right-click, and hit Browse to Portal.
Okay.
And it's going to open up the portal and go to the dashboard of your mobile service. So you can see that real quick. So I head on over to the Data tab. I see that the object was
there. There we go.
Great. So being able to store data on mobile services is great. But like I said earlier, to do something really cool and really useful, you want to add push notifications.
Yeah.
So you can do all of that from VS as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select my project. I'm going to right-click and add a push notification. So this opens up the push notification wizard. Now, we're using the Windows notification service to send notifications. But for your client project to be able to acquire a URL from the Windows notification service, you need something called your client secret, as well as something known as the packet security identifier. But to get all those, we basically need your app to be associated with your Windows Store.
Right, the app needs Windows to be store registered app. In the store.
Right.
Yep.
Also, we need your Windows Azure Mobile Service to be aware of your Windows Store credentials so that it can send information on that Windows Notification Service channel.
Okay.
So the Push Notification Wizard takes care of all of that. So first of all, I'm going to sign in to my Windows Store. And I'm going to select an existing store app that I have out there. I can also reserve a new one if I want to.
Okay.
Now, once I've selected my app name, I want to select the mobile service, which is going to be used for sending push notifications. So I'm going to use the one that we created already. Now, in addition to doing all that transferring of your Windows Store credentials, the push notification wizard also creates a channels table for you under the mobile services. And like this is the kicker, it also adds some proxy code in your client project so that you can immediately receive a channel URL, push it out, and if you hit F5, you'll get a sample toast message.
Cool.
So let's see that in action.
That's a fair amount of plumbing work that this thing is doing for you.
Yeah, indeed. So, like I was saying, a channels table was created for you, and we opened the insert.js script. Also, if you head on over to the pushregister.cs file, we've created some initialization code for you. So what this does is we will go to the Windows Notification Service, we'll get a channel, we'll create a new J object, and we'll stick that channel into the channels table. Cool. If I hit F5, I should get like a nice little sample toast message. There we go.
Nice.
Boom. Now, so this sample toast message is nice, but what I really want to do is I want to send my own data. So in this case, for example, if a new task is added, I want to send out a notification to everyone that's using the app saying, hey, this new task was added.
Right.
So what we can do is we can head on over to the channels table. So we've got some nice code that you can copy paste. So I'm going to comment out send notifications. This code is meant to be copy-paste, so I'm going to copy it. I'm going to stick it over in my task table. Task table is insert.js script. So all I'm doing here is I'm just iterating. I'm getting a reference to my channels table. I'm just going through all the entries, and I'm sending out a notification to every single entry that's in that table.
Right.
So I'm going to do a slight change here. Instead of saying sample toast from sample insert, instead I'm going to send out my task title. So let's call this task title. So I want to point out that all this script editing functionality that we have, all of this is brand new. So think about it. You're doing all this server-side scripting all from within Visual Studio. Great. So if I hit F5 and I create a new task, let's say, high five Robert and thank him for having me on the show again. Also subtly known as I want to be back. And boom.
Sweet.
So
nice.
What we've shown you today is using the tools in Visual Studio, you can easily take your Windows Store app and add push notification capability to it.
This is really cool. We've done the mobile services before. Josh was on this show. He was on webcams. He was all over the place showing it all off. And, you know, you'd build it up. You'd set it up in the Azure portal, and then you'd call it from a Visual Studio app. And it felt not, it wasn't, it's not hard to do, but it kind of feels like, I don't want to say disjointed, that's a little harsh, but not as seamless as it could be. And what this tool does is it says, look, it's just plumbing code you call. So why do you have to go somewhere else to create plumbing code? Let's just do it inside Visual Studio.
Right.
And not only does it do a lot of the work for you, which is great, but it's now one place. You know, I love it. It's awesome.
Great. Thanks a lot.
So if you haven't started down the path of Azure Mobile Services yet, now's as good a time as any to do that. Go check out Josh Twist was on this show. The demo's been in a couple other places, Cloud Cover, et cetera. And then when you're ready to do it in Visual Studio 2013, you can do it from one place. Excellent.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming on, Marwan.
Thank you very much.
See you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.